Chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam king of Israel began Azariah son of Amaziah king of Judah to reign. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. The Lord struck the king, so that he was a leper to the day of his death, and lived in a separate house. Jotham the king's son was over the household, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Azariah, and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Jotham his son reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah, Zechariah the son of Jeroboam reigned over Israel and Samaria 6 months. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. Shalom the son of Jabesh conspired against him, and struck him before the people, and killed him, and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he spoke to Jehu, saying, "Your sons to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." So it came to pass. Shalom the son of Jabesh began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, and he reigned for a month in Samaria. Menahem the son of Gadi went up from Tirzah, and came to Samaria, and struck Shalom the son of Jabesh in Samaria, and killed him, and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Shalom, and his conspiracy which he made, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Then Menahem struck Tifsa, and all who were in it, and its borders, from Tirzah, because they did not open to him, therefore he struck it, and all the women in it who were with child he ripped up. In the 39th year of Azariah king of Judah, Menahem the son of Gadi began to reign over Israel for 10 years in Samaria. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. There came against the land Pul the king of Assyria, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. Menahem exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, and did not stay there in the land. Now the rest of the acts of Menahem, and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekahiah the son of Menahem began to reign over Israel and Samaria for 2 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. Pekah the son of Remaliah, his captain, conspired against him, and struck him in Samaria, in the citadel of the king's house, with Argob and Aryeh, and with him were 50 men of the Gileadites, and he killed him, and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Pekahiah, and all that he did, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekah the son of Remaliah began to reign over Israel and Samaria for 20 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah king of Israel came Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, and took Hejon, and Abel-Beth-Makkah, and Genoa, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he carried them captive to Assyria. Hoshea the son of Ela made a conspiracy against Pekah the son of Remaliah, and struck him, and killed him, and reigned in his place, in the 20th year of Jotham the son of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the 2nd year of Pekah the son of Remaliah king of Israel began Jotham the son of Uzziah king of Judah to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jerusha the daughter of Zadok. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In those days the Lord began to send against Judah Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah. Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Ahaz his son reigned in his place.